Monday, the 14th of February, 1921. Valentine's Day. Chapter 1. The man's body lay exactly where it had fallen, his head quite shot off. He was dressed in a carefully pressed black tuxedo, and a sticky puddle of his blood oozed out over the smart tiled entrance hall of London's Ritz Hotel. If you had looked very closely, you would have seen that the cuffs of the man's black jacket were just a little too shiny and threadbare for him to have been a regular hotel guest, and a snob would have said with a sharp intake of breath that the cut of the dinner suit was not quite the thing any more. It was at least 20 years out of date, in fact. Posy Parker noticed all this and more.
"Get out! This is a murder scene!"
shrieked the nervy hotel manager, flapping his hands ineffectually at the small mob of newspaper journalists who threatened to engulf him. Policemen were dancing around too, adding to the confusion. All the way up the grand staircase, guests stared down, clutching their sour apple martinis in disbelief. A flashbulb went off suddenly, blinding them all. The tang from the flash was strong, and it wafted heavily in the air like a poisonous, chalky fog.
"Out! Out! Who is he, Governor? Give us a name!" shouted one of the journalists, a stocky fellow with an insistent manner.
But the hotel manager could only shrug, for no one knew who the dead man was. In all of the chaos, no one noticed a slim, well-dressed brunette in the very late 20s push her way through the revolving glass door and step inside, out of the whirling February snowstorm. She looked around with the eye of an expert and located her target.
"Rufus!"
she called brightly. Tucking her enormous carpet bag under her arm, she hitched up her pencil skirt and stepped calmly over the headless body, judging it correctly as the quickest way to get to her old friend. She made for the crowded grand staircase, floating upwards on a cloud of palmer violet. She found him at the very top, leaning theatrically over the banister, cigar balanced precariously in one hand, emerald-coloured drink in the other, surveying the scene below. She tapped him on the shoulder.
"You called me, and here I am,"
Posy declared, in as enthusiastic a manner as she could muster.
"You didn't tell me it was going to be a full-blown murder. A professional job, too, by the look of things. A very good shot. I thought you said something about a diamond in the message. Perhaps the messenger boy got it wrong?"
Rufus turned to her at last, and Posy saw at once that he must have been drinking all day, perhaps all of the previous night, too. He seemed to have terrible trouble focusing on her.
"Ah, Nosy Parker! What ho! Good of you to come!"
Posy swallowed down her anger. She hated this old nickname. But Rufus was her elder brother Richard's best friend from Eton, and her only link to her brother since he had been killed in the Great War 3 years earlier. Besides, Rufus was rich, and she hadn't had a paid job at the detective agency in more than 3 weeks. "Better take anything," she'd said to herself as she changed into her heavy black boots and made herself ready for the snow, setting off at a brisk half-run from her office in Bloomsbury 20 minutes earlier. Gently she prized the vicious-looking green drink from his hand.
"By Jove, it's all my fault. All of this."
Rufus was motioning to the floor below him.
"A fella's dead, and all because of my girl."
Posy led him to a comfy-looking red velvet armchair tucked into a shallow recess on the landing. She squatted down next to him, moving a potted aspidistra out of the way first.
"What girl? Last time we met, you were bemoaning the lack of a good woman in your life, and that was only about a month ago. We met at the theatre, remember? That silly play with all those poor girls dressed as dancing caterpillars? You invited me, remember?"
A look of fondness spread over Rufus's face briefly, like a warm fug.
"How can I forget, Nosy? That was where I met her. Afterwards, in the Circle Bar. You dashed off to feed your cat or something. Mitski? Minky?
Mr. Minx."
Rufus flicked his long fair fringe from his eyes and seemed lost in another world for a minute. He took a drag on his cigar. Posy gave him a short, sharp dig in the ribs.